So, hi everyone, welcome to Taz Talk, the show where we talk about the Adventure Zone podcast. Today we're talking about the latest live show that they posted. It was in Dallas. I don't have very many notes. I think we can wipe this out pretty quick, Chelsea.
Yeah, this is honestly like, this is the little snack. It's a little break in between.
Uh-huh, yeah.
In between like the big episodes. I mean, we get a whole new installment of Amnesty in 2 weeks. So, I mean, this is just to tide us over until the next meal.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It was very fun, and it's always great to revisit Trace Horny Boys.
Oh, definitely.
But, yeah, there's nothing for us to kind of, like, endlessly speculate or philosophize about for this time.
Nope. I mean, sometimes... So I guess... In the previous episodes where we've talked about live shows, there's always a little something new that they add to the canon. And I have a feeling that's just kind of how... I mean, what else is there kind of grasping at straws here? Because it's a snack.
Yeah.
But
it's
still,
so
I mean, these live episodes are tons of fun. And it's still like a little something to brighten our weeks so that not every week is a bad Thursday. I kind of do feel, though, that it's more fun for people who are there live than it might be for folks who are listening at home.
That's kind of how I feel, too.
Yeah, but I mean, that's mostly because... like half of the shenanigans and half of the fun of seeing a live show is like watching them do stuff. So I do appreciate every time they're like in for you view listeners at home.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, thank God. Yeah, I have no idea what's going on otherwise.
Yeah, no, I was just gonna say that, like, that's why I'm so psyched for the live show that we're gonna go to, man. I finally get to see Justin do the taco voice in person. All right. Anyway, I guess, yeah, so this episode, we got to revisit Sloan and Hurley, who I love, so I was super psyched about that. It's fun. I hope that they do a lot of this, actually. I want them to, like, do little kind of, like, vignettes, Christmas special kind of, not like Christmas special, but, like, little, like, revisiting different characters from different arcs.
Oh, definitely. Yes. That, I think, is what I'm most looking forward to now that Balance is over.
Yeah. Would you really want to see again now that, like, this is something that they might do?
Man,
like, we saw Sloan and Hurley. Uh-huh. Who would you want to be featured in the next one?
Would it, like, I kind of could I just get a Bureau of Balance, an IPRE, like, reunion?
Like, yeah, that would be super fun.
Like, I would adore, like, a check-in with Lucretia.
Oh my God, yes.
Or like, even just visiting Davenport on his beach, wherever he is. Yeah. Like, I feel like after it was all said and done, they all kind of separated and did their own thing. But I would love to see, like, a reunion of all of those folks again.
Yeah. I want them to do, like, another mystery with Angus or something. I think that would be a
blast. Oh, my God, yeah. If they could do, like, a mystery with Ango at college while he's at his school or something.
That would be so cute. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I would love that. Oh, man.
I think... So, the live show that I went to last year at Comic-Con... I feel like every time they do a live show, it kind of has to center on some sort of NPC, whether it's a new NPC or an old NPC. So the one that I went to was, who was that guy with the lab in Crystal Kingdom?
Oh, I can't remember his fucking name now. Lucas Miller.
Yeah, Lucas. It was Lucas Miller was, like, putting them through, like, a simulation, like the Darkest Dungeon.
Was that
dungeon.
The Temple, or, yeah, like, Temple of Horrors?
Yeah,
no.
Some Darkest Dungeon. Or, no. Oh, crap, that's another game, too.
Temple of the something, but I remember which one you're talking about.
Yeah, so, I mean, I got Lucas in that one. So, I mean, that was my NPC.
Yeah.
who else haven't, and otherwise the boys just kind of, by boys, I mean Griffin. Griffin just invents... new situations and new NPCs.
Yeah.
Like, we've had the snow one with... Oh, they had to go into Santa. They became Santa Claus.
I almost fucking forgot about that one. Yeah.
Yeah, well, in my head... so, in my head, I imagined everyone as, like, Gorons. Like, you know, in Majora's Mask.
Me too! I think we talked about this at the time, but, like, something about that felt very much like... I don't remember the name of that level. What was the name of the village? Like,
I
keep wanting to say Snowden, but that's...
Yeah! I was gonna say that, too. But I just envisioned, like, you have to go soothe the baby, but the baby's a Goron.
Yeah, it felt exactly like that.
Yeah. And then otherwise we've had Camp Friendship.
Yeah. That was the crossover with that one guy from the movie review show.
Yeah, oh man, I cannot Flophouse. Thank you. Flophouse.
Oh my gosh. All right, do you want to go over, like, I kind of have some highlights of things that I liked in particular from this live show.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Well, one thing that I thought was very funny was when Clint pronounced AC like ack.
That was fun.
My favorite part was probably when Griffin yelled, pea-flavored vape, go to jail, yeah, at his dad, which was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Griffin also made a reference to the bomb game at one point.
Yeah.
We've been playing that a lot recently. Well, maybe not a lot and maybe not recently, but, like, the game is keep talking and nobody explodes.
Yes.
And if you haven't played it, it's a very fun game to play with your friends over the internet. Griffin, I guess you can do it in person, too.
Griffin has a couple of videos, and Justin's in them, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Him and his Awful Squad Polygon group playing it. So I maybe that's, you know, why it's kind of on the mind. And
yeah. Oh, dude, did we talk, is the last time we recorded before they announced that they were leaving Polygon?
No, I think the announcement for them leaving Polygon was before them announcing the mystery package.
Oh, we didn't talk about that at all. I don't remember. Maybe we did.
Yeah.
I don't remember it. And I mean, it's not directly related to the Adventure Zone.
No, no.
Well, maybe we did talk about it. I forget.
I feel like we might have. But but it's okay to touch on it now, because now that the boys, you know, have kind of all left their day jobs, so to speak, like, Clinton is... I called him Clinton. Sorry, Daddy. Clint is retired, and Travis is... Like, his full-time job is podcasting.
Yeah.
Justin and baby boy. Oh, no. Griffin. they just, like, freshly left their day jobs. And I was under the impression that maybe they would also go into full-time podcasting. Like, Travis is going to so many different events, doing live shows for so many of his shows, guesting on other people's shows. Like, he is doing so much. Mm-hmm. I don't know that Justin and Griffin plan to do something similar. Like,
it was really obvious for Griffin, like, he just seemed so stressed while they were doing weekly Taz.
Oh god, yeah.
And, like, yeah, when he announced that they were leaving Polygon, I was like, this makes sense, please take care of yourself, Griffin.
like Travis leaving his 9-to-5 and filling it with podcasting, that makes sense. Griffin leaving his 9-to-5. But I don't really, like, we haven't heard of him doing, like, solo projects or other, and it's probably just because he's still setting up a lot of stuff, and I have a feeling, I have a feeling he's gonna do, like, a book, because each one of them has a book for their respective podcasts with their wives. Like, Sawbones has a book now, I think Schmanners also has a book now. Yeah, well, there's no book for Wonderful yet, but Griffin himself has been published a couple times, his short stories, so...
That's really interesting.
Ooh,
because in our last episode, we talked about how his narration for Amnesty has gotten very, like, setting heavy. Mm-hmm. And we kind of talked about it, like, I don't know if this is exactly right for a podcast, but, I mean, the way, like, how sometimes it sounded, like, it would feel like I was listening to an audiobook rather than, like, The Adventure Zone. And do you think Griffin would want to write a novel?
Yeah.
Like, a fiction novel? I didn't know about his short story career, but, like, now that I'm thinking about it, it just, like, seems like something he would want to do and that he has the skill set to do. Like, just write a fantasy novel or something.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, any kind of novel. Like, fucking sci-fi. God, I eat that up. Oh, my God.
I kind of feel like maybe that's what he's got going on in the background. As far as his publications, the only one that comes to mind immediately is he was in a collection of Star Wars short stories.
That's cool.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh my god, Griffin, you didn't give me the sci-fi mini arc, so please write a sci-fi novel. I would read the shit out of that. Dear Griffin, if you can hear me saying these words, sci-fi novel, I'm ready.
Well, Justin, I actually have no idea what else he's doing.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't know. I mean, like, they both said that they might still do stuff with Polygon, like, I guess essentially on a consulting basis rather than
as full-time employees.
Yeah.
I think they actually, so they had a show, Monster Factory, that was a Polygon video
fucking
series.
Fucking love Monster Factory, yeah. Dude.
I think that they've released a new Monster Factory, but I don't think it was under Polygon. I'd have to double check, because I couldn't remember if that series was a McElroy thing, or if it was a Polygon thing.
I think it was Polygon. Okay. Yeah. And they kind of said that, like, they would still want to do Monster Factory, just, like, not as frequently, maybe, or, yeah. Like, they just kind of, like, come and drop in occasionally.
Yeah. Did you hear a yeehaw?
I didn't, and I think Griffin was referencing an introduction that he made before the audio that the listening audience got.
Yeah, so they, when he said that, like, immediately the half second right before it, there was, like, a, huh, and I was like, the fuck was that? So... I feel like, because he kept apologizing for it, so I was kind of like,
maybe
did he edit,
like,
it out?
Maybe he cut the ye out, and, like, the ha was, like, the exact piece of audio that the episode started on. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know what he was talking about either. Assumed it was, like, the podcast episode started a little bit after the, like, full recording from when they walk on stage.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe he did an intro.
Yeah.
Where he said yeehaw and he felt silly about it.
So he edited it out. No big deal. No judgment here. I just wanted to point out that I had a note here that I fully expected Little Jerry. For some reason, like, it didn't hit me that it was going to be Sloane and Hurley. It should have, because when it said, like, you, Merle, you owe us, for some reason I was like, is it because Merle was, like, really mean to Little Jerry? Like,
no. What? Yeah, I didn't. I knew it was going to be Sloane and Hurley.
Yeah.
No, did I? Wait a minute. Yeah, I knew it was going to be Sloane and Hurley, but I couldn't figure out why Merle owed them until they talked about, like, fucking Mavis getting rescued. Like, it's very obvious in retrospect.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's another, those are other NPCs that I kind of hope we get, like, an episode
with. The kids?
Yeah,
hell
the kids.
Yeah.
Mookie,
yeah.
And...
Mavis and Mookie.
Yeah. I would love that. You know, something I did want to bring up is that each one of these lives, so every time we do a live, I think it's the challenging part for Griffin when he's, like, you know, coming up with the storyline and everything is, how do I find a balance between, like, letting the boys have fun and making it an entertaining hour for an audience live versus, like, letting the boys just kind of run rampant and there not being a whole lot of challenge or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it was just very obvious in this episode that, I mean, they're so OP, but I guess it wouldn't be fun. Like, it wouldn't be fun to watch, like, a 20 round fight, you know? So.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Yeah.
I mean, I fucking, like, Clint's spellcasting was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
This episode, which was hilarious. I, like, the control weather was super cool, and, like, I was so stoked when he cast Gate, because that
Gate
is such a fun spell.
That scene in the astral plane with Kravitz, Loop, and Barry.
Yeah,
and the
that
Raven
was
Queen,
awesome.
That was pretty. Dude, if we could get an episode with Loop, Barry, and the Kravitz and the Raven Queen, I'd be, like, pretty happy with that too. I don't know what that would. We already had a Loop and Barry kind of episode.
But yeah, but not Kravitz.
Yeah,
fuck,
Kravitz,
bring Kravitz
episode.
Back. Holy shit.
Yeah, if we could. I mean, because Griffin didn't get a chance to have his astral plane adventure with Kravitz and Magnus. So, I mean, if there was a small thing that would be an astral adventure for the Trishorny boys, you know, maybe that's an idea.
Yeah, that would be cool. Do you think they'd ever go to the plane of thought? Oh my god, please bring Joaquin back.
Oh my god.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
What if they
Whoa.
Went to the fucking human world and, like, did a session there?
What would that even, I feel like half the show would be them being like, what is this place? Where
yeah,
are
pretty
we?
Much.
What are these? What are those?
Yeah. But I don't know. I think that might be kind of fun. I mean, because, like, that kind of joke about, like, being able to imagine somebody's response to the modern world when that's not their native land.
Yeah.
I think that's always, I think that would be a lot of fun for the
it's
boys.
A fun,
to
it's a trope, but it's a fun trope.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what, like, tabletop games are about. Is just, like, exploiting fun tropes.
Yeah. One of my last notes here was just, I wanted to point out that, so, okay, you know those battle wagons that were, one was blue and one was red, and they were, like, square, caterpillars and things.
Yeah.
I just want to mention that there's a Pokemon called Charjabug where if you look
at
it,
oh my god,
it's a Pokemon. It's a bug, it's electric, so weird. Type. It's a seventh generation Pokemon. I don't actually know if it evolves into anything, but it's just it's a square little caterpillar guy who is a electric and bug type. So I'm just wanted to point that out.
Is that where you were picturing when you were imagining these battle wagons?
Oh hell yeah. Oh, it evolves. It evolves from a Grubbin, and it evolves into a Vikavolt.
Okay.
This is 7th gen, and I'm like really rusty on 7th gen. But Griffin,
I never played 7th gen, so I know nothing about it. Although I do know what Charjabug looks like because of just like the internet. I've seen GIFs from the TV show, actually.
Yes. Yeah. It's super cute. Did we have any other notes?
I think that's it. It was a fun episode. It was honestly kind of nice to just listen to something where I felt like it's not plot relevant at this point. I don't have to think about it too hard. It was just like a fun romp with some old characters that I love. And I really liked that. It was relaxing to listen to.
Yeah, it was a good little break. A good little snack.
Heck yeah.
Cool. So where can people find us?
Well, if you would like to get in contact with us, you can send us an email at taztalkpodcast@gmail.com, or you can find us on Tumblr at taztalk.tumblr.com.
Neat. If you're on Twitter, you can find us on Twitter. We are at taztalkpodcast.
Cool. Alrighty.
I think that's it.
I think that's it. Okay, yeah, Chels, good episode.
Yeah,
and can't wait for the episode in 2 weeks.
The next one, I'm going to have to review before I listen to that one, because now I'm kind of rusty. I don't remember what happened last week, even though I listened to it like six times to prepare for our podcast. Re-listened.
Yes, of course. We obviously listened to each episode several times to really understand and analyze all the aspects
She's
of
saying
it.
That We've sarcastically, never... but I totally do, but I don't do it to analyze. I do it because their voices calm me down.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. That's true, too.
It's a little bit of both.
I honestly, like, sometimes when I'm, like, really stressed and just need to, like, decompress, I'll just put on Rockport Limited.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I know this is the end of the episode, but like, what's my, not guilty pleasure, but like the comfort, what's my comfort arc? Yeah. My comfort arc is probably, the story of song, day of story and song, like just the last arc.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that penultimate episode is my favorite episode of the entire thing. So
I think me too, honestly. Yeah. Like I still can't believe how good that episode was. I still can't believe how hard I cried the whole time. It was like a wild ride. I was texting you and Ryan. Yep. Oh, I was texting you, and then you were talking to Ryan.
Yep.
Oh, man. Good times, man.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, that's it. Talk to you guys in 2 weeks.
Bye.
And thanks for listening. Bye.